But Melody, you're only 8 years old. Leah is in high school. When you're her age, you'll be able to do more stuff too.
Don't try to grow up too fast. Enjoy the age you are right now and be content. So take life one step at a time. That's the name of my story. And before I tell you that story, let me share some good go along with the story verses. This is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck up what is planted, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, and a time to dance, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. God has made everything beautiful in its time. Our story, one step at a time. Melody watched her big sister leave the house. "Why can't I go to the library with Leah?" she asked. "I'll look at books while she studies." "Melody," Mom said patiently, "it's almost your bedtime and Leah will be gone a couple of hours." "But it's not fair. I want to go with her," whined Melody. "But you're 8 years old. Leah is in high school. When you're her age, you'll be able to do more things," said Mom. Melody frowned, but she turned back to her dolls. A short time later, Mom got up from the couch. "Bedtime," she said. As Melody got up, she began complaining again. "Leah has a TV in her room, and she gets to go to the mall whenever she wants," and at the stairway, Mom stopped. "Melody," she said, "when you were a baby, you went up these stairs very carefully, on your hands and knees. Later, you held onto my hand very tightly so I could help you. Do you remember that?" Melody laughed and shook her head. "No, but the little kids at church do that. They're so cute." "Well, now you're much bigger," Mom continued, "and you walk up the stairs. Physically, you could do more and more." That's the way God intends it to be, and that's the way He intends you to grow up in other areas, too. Gradually, you'll be able to do more and more things. Like Leah does, you mean?" asked Melody. Mom nodded, "Yes, but look at all you do already. Last week, you stayed overnight at your friend Carmen's. You ride your bicycle in the street now. You walk to school with the neighborhood kids. You couldn't do those things when you were two, could you?" Slowly, Melody shook her head. "God made us in a way that doesn't require us to learn everything at once," said Mom. "We just have to take one step at a time. Ask God to help you be patient as you wait to be able to do all the things Leah can do. Then focus on enjoying the things you can do now." Well, how about you? Do you ever wish you could be older than you are now? It's hard to be patient, but God has a time for everything. Instead of focusing on what you can't do yet, put your energy into doing what you can do now. As you get older, you'll be able to do more things, but you'll also have more responsibilities. So enjoy the age you are now. Enjoy being a kid. Ecclesiastes 3:11, God has made everything beautiful in its time. And our key thought, be content to be a kid. And I might add, be content to be whatever age you are. Hey, I'm 80, lots closer to heaven than being a kid again. And I'm thankful and content to be who I am right now. Are you content? I sure hope so. Hey, thanks for listening to Keys for Kids, a production of Keys for Kids Ministries in Grand Rapids, Michigan.